Echo Central Jura to all units.
2-11,
yes, it is that time where we have a little bit of a wrap at what's happening with the Mildura Police for the week, and it's good to be doing it face-to-face again. Joining me in the studio, Acting Sergeant Shane Carraway from Mildura Police. How are you this morning?
Yeah, going very well. Morning to all.
It is good to see that you're getting out and about. Just a cheeky question, the copy shop next door copying a hammering again, is it?
I think so, from everyone.
Look, there's plenty of things with traffic happening at the moment or in the last few days, I've noticed.
Yeah, I'd say with the restrictions easing last week, a lot more people are out and about. So, yeah, there's a bit of traffic stuff going on from the weekend. Because of the recent changes, 9 penalty notices in relation to unregistered motor vehicles, licensed driving and failing to stop at a red light were issued over the weekend, which is, a fairly big number for a weekend. So
it is. It is. And speeding's an issue.
Yeah, speeding again. I suppose people, again, back out on the road. One guy, 92 in a 60 zone. 54-year-old male issued a $591 fine and lost his licence for 3 months. So he'd be walking or riding a bike for the next 3 months.
Shag's Pony, as we used to call it. Also, look, I've got to ask about this 17-year-old. Just is this an L-plater that we were talking about?
Yeah, so unaccompanied learner driver. Issued with a $909 penalty notice and lost 3 demerit points. So, obviously, unaccompanied, driving the car around, yeah.
Unbelievable. In today's day and age. The question is, will we ever learn or will they ever learn? I mean, as a society, will we ever learn?
Yeah, I would hope so. Your driver's licence is a privilege, isn't it? So
it certainly is. Certainly is. And someone else, I think it was Friday, someone else picked up as well.
Yeah, 63-year-old male was meant to have an interlock device fitted into his vehicle. That wasn't the case, so he's driving outside of his conditions and he was issued with a $182 penalty notice in relation to the matter.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
As I say, it is. It's one of those things. Look, you had an arrest or two as well?
Yeah, we did. Again, you know, with the restrictions and people allowed back into clubs and pubs and that sort of stuff. 40-year-old male was driving a motor vehicle. The male had an outstanding warrant. He was taken to Mildura Police Station and will attend court on the 18th of January next year in relation to that matter.
Now, it's one of those things, and I've said this before when I filled in for breakfast and it's been a while, that it's one of the public service jobs that I don't mind if you don't have anything to do. That would be great. And it's a pipe dream because it never happens, of course.
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen.
But recently I've had a mate send me a message on Facebook saying, it's great to see police out on foot patrol. Now, that's almost correct, isn't it?
Yeah, it is correct. You will see as the summer months get here as well, a lot more police out walking around, hopefully talking to the community. If you've got issues or you need any questions asked and you see someone walking around, don't be scared to come up and approach us and ask those questions, you know. You're here to help the community as well, so, you know, we're happy to answer those questions.
Now, honestly, you've been looking at each other, you're getting a little bit older at the station there, it's like, oh, it's time to get out there and do a bit of exercise. Really, that's really what it's about, isn't it?
Probably is, yes. I'm thinking you're right. I think I need it.
Yeah, I know I need the same thing as well. Look, there's always a community message when we have a chat at the end of these. So what's the community message this week? Because there's always plenty of community messages that people have to get out there.
And I think the biggest thing, which has been around the district for a while, is people not locking their cars.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yep, they'll get out of them, leave them unlocked, and they're just opportunistic for thieves to get in there, take coins, whatever. So let's make sure we're locking our cars up, locking our bikes up, putting our scooters away. The amount of scooters and bikes that get stolen around this area at the moment because they're not locked up or cars that are getting stuff taken out of. So the message is lock it and leave it.
I've got one of those carports, garages, that's completely fenced in. Apart from the door, it's a tilde door, and people don't realise the tilde door, the old style ones, I think there's some new ones that are different, but they're not locked. You can stick your something underneath them and just jimmy them open and then they just pop straight up. Leave the car in there. I went and bought a chain and a padlock. So yeah. I chained
that's
it up every
that's
time.
That's the thing,
but
lock it up. And remember, if you something doesn't look right, it isn't right. So, you know, contact obviously Crime Stoppers, 000 or the police assistance line if you have any information. And again, you know, we like to thank the public of Mildura. They're really good.
They are.
Any information they get, they pass on to us. And it helped us yesterday with the recovery of that speedway bike
that was
stolen.
So quick. So that was great.
That was a really good story. So
it was.
You know, our CIU done a good job there. But public assistance is always appreciated.
It is. Well, look, it's always appreciated when you spend time and make time to come in with the station. That's great to catch up with you, Shane.
Thanks for having us.
Back again next week?
Yeah, someone will be back. Hopefully it'll be me.
Okay. That's Acting Sergeant Shane Garraway, Mildura Police. Just a quick wrap on what's happened this week at the Mildura Police Station.